was a great honor and privilege for me to stand here and to speak the word of God this very this morning. I used to say it afternoon, so my tongue is keep going in that way. So, as we come together as God's people, Joel gave me just 5 minutes to speak this morning, so that is very, very short, that I don't know how much I'm going to explain, so I think you need to explain yourself. As the Word of God has been taken from Psalms and John, the Gospel, and Philippians, chapter 1, is in this text we see one of the most and powerful prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is one of the longest prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ himself in the text or in the Bible. His prayer is thanking God the Father what he has done in the life of his Son, sending him into the world and to save you and I, to save the world, and praising that God, I am so thankful, expressing the joy and the presence of God. The Lord himself praised God the Father. And the second thing that we can see is that he's praising not only God the Father, he said to the disciples that God has been given, that my fellow co-workers or my disciple, do not be afraid, I will be with you. Let the peace of God be remain in your ministry. Be faithful and serve him and be united as you serve God. And in the same way, not only to the disciple, to every believer in the past, in the present, and who are coming, who are going to be adding. The prayer of Jesus Christ our Lord is be united together as one family. John 17 is, as I say, the longest prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Bible. There are three things that we see. First, as he pray and glorify God. And second, to his disciple. And third, to the people, the believer, and who are going to be adding. When there is this unity in a family or with your friend or within our church or within our community, if there is this unity, we notice right away how important is unity. That is why we need each other as a part of God's people. There is something that I always remember in my life. When I opened the cabinet in my kitchen, I cannot find things. There are a lot of spices opening. What my wife will ask me, take that one. Oh, this everything is same to me. Until she come and pick it up, I can't find it. I don't know about Joel and Ethelwa. You may be better finding things. So together, helping each other in a family, in the church, in a community, we can be strong. And First Baptist Church is a part of our life. And First Grand Baptist Church. And every one of you, we need each other in our community as a family, as a Canadian. That's why God put us together in this land, in this church, to serve and express that we are God's people. Without your presence, this church, this community cannot be strong. With your presence, we can be a better Canadian, a better Christian, a better community, a better family. That's why God calls us, each one of us, to serve Him as God's family. That's what God, our Lord Jesus Christ, praying that God, thank you for be united together, me and you and the Holy Spirit as one God. And let all these people be like us, to be united, to be one, if we are not yet. We need the same fellowship, same service. We cannot do by ourselves, but with the help of our Lord Jesus Christ, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can be a happy family, a happy community, and a happy church. Be stand together. May the Lord be with you always.